Paul De Podesta would tell you, you know, he's not the scout that's gonna was on every Dusty Diamond, looking at every, you know, peach fuzz face kid kicking a rubber. His job was to bring in all the research together and then figure out which guys work.
Which is basically the premise of Moneyball.
Exactly. That you could put numbers on some of this stuff, and then how much do you weigh in, you know, the personality end of it too, of the player. Baseball's been doing this stuff for years.
Well, De Podesta did a lot of that work the past 5 years with the New York Mets front office, and they just went to the World Series this past fall.
You know why the Mets have been good? Because they drafted well. Most of their good players came through their farm system. The Browns' last five drafts are ranked, you know, there's 32 teams. They're either ranked 30th or 31st or 32nd, you know. Really what the Browns see is he is a systems guy.
So a systems guy who really can specialize in some of that player development that the team's been lacking. But also Paul De Podesta has a background in sports science, so more of the training and conditioning.
Right. The Browns led the league with 15 concussions. They want to look at their whole weight training, all that department.
And also player engagement, that's another issue.
Right. And what he's going to do is organize this. Player engagement means helping these guys with their problems off the field. But hopefully, here's the idea. On your analytics side, you sort through these guys so you're kind of not having as many problems to begin with. All right, Amanda, let's get real here. You got Johnny Manziel's running around causing all kinds of problems. Totally out of control.
The quarterback.
You know, the latest was a weekend in Vegas when he's supposed to be in Cleveland having his concussion treated.
And nobody knows where he is.
Right. Justin Gilbert, also a number one pick in 2014, just like Johnny Manziel. Sleeping through meetings, general bad. In other words, their two number one picks had attitude problems and personality problems that were either ignored or missed in the 2014 draft.
So you're kind of open to this idea of two executives on the business side of the sport taking a more active role in some of the player issues.
If they're not micromanaging, if they're doing big picture stuff, getting this thing organized, I'm all for it. Fans could say, what are they doing with this baseball guy, this or that? I think De Podesta is smart enough to make this work. I think Jimmy Haslam's at the point now where he has to, quote, step out of the box. I'll tell you this much. They're paying this guy a lot of money. I don't know what it is. But he was in line to become the next general manager of the New York Mets.
To your knowledge, has this approach really been tried before in football?
Not that I know of. You know, Amanda, I don't know if it's going to work. Because if you're with the Browns, watch the Browns, the temptation to say nothing will ever work. But I will say this. It's not the same old stuff. This guy's a really bright guy. I find it hard to believe that he would come to the Browns unless he thought he had a chance to succeed.
And they're still going to be hiring a coach and a general manager.
Basically, they're two main football guys. The head coach first, and they call him the football talent evaluator. They're going to give him some title. Those hirings are yet to come. I'm fascinated to see how it's going to work out. I'm intrigued.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.